It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, good day, good day to you, and welcome. It's a Fab Four Friday. It's a Fraxus Friday, as always. It's February the 9th already. Yeah, one third of the way through the month. Oh, whoa. 2024, if you're keeping track. And today we're going to play, because we always play the Fab Four on Fridays, so we're going to play the CD from the Love program that you probably have seen in Las Vegas. And you know, this, it's, a lot of the music is custom mixed, so you probably won't hear exactly what you're accustomed to that song being. So expect a little change up in the Beatles music. We're going to get to our guest, Rich Levin, with Bullhead City Council. In just a moment, I want to tell you a couple things going on. Now, Monday is a really busy day. But first, let's start with tonight at 7 o'clock. You can go to Mojave High School and see the play. Are you ready for this? Barbecuing Hamlet. It just sounds like it's going to be a comedy. And it's put on by the River City's Community Theater Players. And it's at Mojave High School tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow and Sunday at 2. So if you want to go tomorrow or you want to go Sunday, you can do that at 2 o'clock. Now, Monday, get ready, kicks off at 7:30 in the morning. Bullhead City, along with Republic Services and Golden Vertex and Bureau of Land Management and Erase, they're all teaming up to clean up Silver Creek Road. Now, that's going to be Silver Creek Road east of the Parkway. So what you want to do is, you, if you want to volunteer from 7:30, they're going to be done at 11:30. And I might show up and do that and help out for a while because I have the time. You have to wear closed-toed shoes and a good pair of gloves. They will supply bags and, you know, little picker-uppers, you know, on sticks. And they'll supply all that for you. And probably break you into groups, and they'll probably move you up and down the parkway. And anyhow, so that's happening Monday. If you have any questions, you want to call Karen at Bullhead City, 928-763-0122. Then there's a lunch and learn in Kingman on Monday at the Embark Truck Driving School at MCC offices, and that's at 11:30. Yeah, so you might want to join them for a lunch and learn. Any questions, call the chamber. Then we have a BATS, which is the Bullhead Area Transit Service, presentation for the new transit facility. That's going to be in the City Council Chambers Monday from 5 to 6. Okay? Any questions, you call the BATS manager, Michael, at 763-9400. And then, also Monday night, Mojave Electric Cooperative is having a town hall about reliable energy for rural Arizona at Los Lagos Golf Club at 7:30. And any questions, you call MEC, 928-763-1100. And we're going to have in here next week, next Tuesday, Kim Cool. And Kim Cool runs the Bullhead City Senior Campus. And if you've never been there, if you're a senior citizen and you haven't been to the senior campus, you need to go. You really do. A lot going on there. In fact, Grace Heck was just there yesterday cooking bacon with them and helping them make stuff, and they can take it home. So check out that. If you want to call Kim Kuhl and get her schedule, you can do that too. It's 928-763-0193. You'll probably leave a message because she's all over that center and they're adding on to it. It's going to get big. We'll ask Rich Littman about that. Now, he's running just a couple seconds late because he had a flat tire. Well, at least he told me. Yeah, he's like on a flat tire. So let's talk about the 6th annual Kiwanis Kids Expo coming up March 23rd. Parents, this is more for you. Even though we, the Kiwanis Club, call it the Kids Expo, there's going to be 85 Easy Ups set up, and each and every single one of them will be a business, an entity, a social group, accounting services that keep kids busy, healthy, and safe. And all ages of kids. We're talking from little tykes all the way up to high school. So 85 booths. Nobody is selling anything that day. They're all providing their services and telling you what they do. So parents, put it on your calendar. Grandparents, put it on your calendar. The 23rd, right in front of the Bullhead City Pool from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Any questions, call the coordinator of the whole darn thing. That's me. 928-201-3313. And if you want a booth, call me, 928-763-3313. Coming up on April the 20th will be the second annual Kiwanis Kirk Tracy Musical Walk. Yeah, it's on the Bullhead City Heritage Trail, 8 a.m. in the morning. If you have any questions, you're going to call Nicole at it's an out-of-town area code, 323-304-2589. So that's coming up, too. And, of course, our phone number here in the studio, because we're in the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, we have our own area code. Yes, it's 234. That's our area code. Yeah, he wanted 123, but he couldn't get 123. So he settled for 234. And then the phone number is 343-1065. 343-1065. And you can call us at any point in time if you want to jump in. So I'm going to change the tunes and get into the Beatles Love CD. And a nice intro on this song. This is Get Back. You don't even know that at this point in time. Keep thinking any second Rich Lettman's going to walk in the door, but he's on his way. He has a flat tire and he will be here shortly. I'm going to go ahead and jump into our first break. So stick around. We're going to come right back, and hopefully when we get back, Rich Lettman will be here with any luck, flat tires are no problem. No fun, but he'll be right back. He'll be right here. Stick around.
Guys, make your reservation now for Valentine's Day dinner at Laughlin Ranch Grill. The featured special starts with a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad. Then dinner, filet mignon and Australian lobster tail, plus vegetables and cheesecake dessert. Make your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243. Spoil your loved one. Regular menu also available. Nail down your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. 928-758-5499. Barron's. 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Keep up with the progress in the county with the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. For over two decades, the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County has been serving our communities, bringing you news and information. This monthly journal is complimentary and at local businesses throughout the area. For Mojave County coverage, advertise your business in the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. Visit edjmojavecounty.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perler Real Estate Tower. Brought to you by TWA Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. We have it here in the studio. It is the best, let me tell you. It does not fail, does not fade, doesn't go down. You don't have to call them and say, hey, my signal's weak or anything like that. It doesn't go down. It's in most of Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up today. There's over 22,000 connections out there. Right now, one could be yours. We're brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. Yes, I heard yesterday, I talked to Eric, and they're going to open in Kingman right around the 20th of this month. So that's like 11 days away. Get ready. Yeah. Is it a new year, new me? Well, let ProFit Kitchen help you out. My wife sent me there yesterday to get her two wraps because she's half a wrap a day when she's a nurse at Valley View Medical Center. And she said, go get me two wraps, and that'll last me 3 days. I said, oh, okay, yeah. So actually four, but she had half last night because she got called in at work yesterday. Anyways, you can have wraps too. They have four different salads, 12 different wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and plus smoothies and protein shakes and juices. Dine in or take out, or go like my wife did. Go online and order it, and then send your husband to pick it up. ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. Barron Services, professionals in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. No home too big? Nope. No home too small? No business too big? Or no business too small. Professionals in pest solutions. And the technicians take care of your homes and businesses no matter what size they are. Alarm systems and pest solutions. Call Barron Services. 928-758-5499. Quality, experience, and family. All right, now let's welcome our guest into the studio, Rich Lettman, Bullhead City Council. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm good. My tires all aired up this morning.
So were mine. And now they're full of Fix-A-Flat.
Yeah, the fire department gave you Fix-A-Flat.
Yeah, one of the guys off the station did.
That was nice.
I originally asked for a ride. Yeah, we got something better than that.
Fix-A-Flat.
Fix-A-Flat. Oh. Two cans.
Okay, well, got you back in your vehicle. Huh?
Yeah, I got over here on time.
So you've been on council 5 months, 6 months?
Yeah, 5 months.
Yeah, 5 months. How are you liking it?
I do. Yeah. I like it a lot. It's amazing the power that one person, not the power, but the influence that one person can have on things they want to get done.
Right.
I feel good about that.
Good. What things do you want to get done?
On city?
Yeah.
Oh, I think clearly in a couple of areas. First of all, critiquing the city, I would tell you that, you know, if we want to give ourselves a grade, A minus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think the city, fiscally, which is where I train a lot of my attention, along with another member of the council who sits down at the other end of the dais. I think we know who we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, the two old guys. we talk a lot about money, okay, we're in meetings in session, and I feel really good about the fiscal health of this city. It's good.
Well, and the other night at the council meeting, they passed to purchase a UTV and like a trailer to go out into the desert and around our town and collect the belongings of the homeless that they've left behind usually. And someone from the crowd asked, well, why do we have to buy all this and keep purchasing this? And then Angie spoke up and mentioned that some of the things that are for the roads you can't use for other projects because you've got grants to pay for them and they have to be used in different areas and whatnot. So for this, you probably specifically need their own tools and ready to go when they need
it. They do, and it's a sad commentary on life when we have to go clean up encampments.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I won't even get into who lives in the encampments because I really don't want to go there. But, you know, 5 years ago, I would have told you that those were genuine, transient, homeless people who really needed assistance, some who don't.
Right.
They don't want it.
Correct.
Today, I think we have a new type of person moving into some of the homeless encampments, and I think not everybody, not even a majority, but one of the points I raised back at the CRW luncheon was the impact that undocumented immigrants are going to be having on social service costs, law enforcement impact and costs, cleaning up homeless encampments. Now, I'm not going to sit there and tell you that all these people in homeless encampments are undocumented immigrants.
Right.
They're not, by any means, okay? But it's something the city's been very careful, a policy which I clearly endorse, which is we're not going to make the city hospitable, okay, for the creation of homeless encampments.
Right.
I know that sounds cruel. Somebody's already told me separately, you know, that's just awful.
It's
you know, where's the Good Samaritan side of this person who was raised by his parents?
And do you know how much the city donates to Catholic Social Services?
I do not off the top of my head.
Okay.
I don't.
Because I want to say it's like 75 grand.
It's up there.
It's up there in that number.
Yeah.
And that's our tax money. That's our city supporting the needs of those down on their luck.
Well, and that shelter gives us the basis to comply with the 9th District Court, based in San Francisco, the 9th District Court, you know, the ruling that to pull a homeless person off the streets, you effectively must have a bed available for them at night, a shelter.
Right.
And that shelter over there effectively meets that requirement and allows us to do enforcement on this. And I know for some folks, that's just terrible. They don't like that, okay? I understand that. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to have all the stuff going on in our parks and in our public areas that come with a considerable presence of homeless or transient peoples. And again, I want to really differentiate also the situation there, Larry, with homeless children, where I think this takes a very, very different approach, understanding that our school districts, and I forget what the last count was from Bullhead City's elementary middle schools, it's significant.
Right.
The number of children they have attending those schools that are living out of cars. Okay, I doubt they're living in encampments. Those are usually adults. Okay, but you got to be careful and understand the difference between being genuinely homeless and being a transient. Okay.
Well,
that's all
and
I'll say.
I think they consider the homeless student maybe sleeping on your couch or my couch or my spare room, or so that they're not necessarily out in the weather, but they're without their own home. And both the high school district and the elementary district both have liaisons.
They do.
That make sure they got to school every day, make sure they're in their class, make sure that they don't have any really major needs, which that in itself is sad too, that we have to have that individual employed to do that. But at the same point in time, I think that the school districts, the city, is going above and beyond to meet the needs of those out there.
I think your point's well taken. Again, a sad commentary, and we're just going to see this increase until we get, and I don't want to blame everything on the southern border, but until we get that southern border under control the way it was 5-6 years ago, this is just going to continue to be a problem. Okay, and it's going to get worse. And that's one of the points I raise, and we'll get into the Mojave County Supervisors race later, I'm sure. But,
yeah.
You know, understanding the impact that this is going to have on local, county, and state budgets, on law enforcement, on social services, on nonprofit agencies that help. The impact is going to be huge.
Well, you watch the news and you see that Phoenix has an area called the Zone.
They do.
Which is the zone of all the homeless encampments, and they had a court order to clean it up and get rid of it. And it took them a long time to do it. Not an easy project. And like you said, you know, where do we send them?
If
you
well, clean good up
their,
question.
Yeah. You clean up their encampments, where do they go?
Yeah, one final point on that. I've been up to Portland quite a bit.
There's the sidewalks up there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was a cheap shot. For the listening audience, 2 years ago I had a serious trip and fall on a sidewalk in Portland, Oregon that was raised. I didn't see it, and some of you out there listening probably saw the pictures of what I looked like when they flew me home.
Some of them just enjoyed that when I said, how are the sidewalks?
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I want to assure you, the state of Portland, Oregon, the condition of it, I mean, is sad and tragic, expensive, impacting lives, everything from a fentanyl crisis up there, you know, a major homelessness crisis. And Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, this county, we're not going to become like Portland, Oregon.
No. And a year ago, December, my son was in his first marathon in Sacramento. So I drove up there to meet him, and I met some friends of mine that I've known for a long time. We went to dinner, and then from there I left and headed to my hotel. Well, it was pouring, and I went down a street, you know, because my phone told me go this way, go that way, and I go down this street, and it's probably about the length of Hancock Road, and it was covered on each side. It's pouring. Nobody's out, but it's covered on each side with old broken down RVs. Camper trailers sitting on the ground, you know, but there was trash everywhere. And I thought, well, if the city's going to let them line this street and live here with these old broken, there were some tents too, but the majority of them were broken down motorhomes. You saw some with no tires on them. If you're going to let them live there, put a couple dumpsters out there.
So you were asking me what else does the would I like to see with the city?
Yes.
The focus of the areas. Clearly, I think a lot of it has to do with economic development. You see this happening. Our mayor, who does an extremely good job, was announcing at a meeting earlier that, you know, there's like almost a couple of $1 billion worth of development. I didn't say millions. I said billion.
Right.
In the pipeline in this area, in this region, actually in the city. And that's an avenue to success, while concurrently can be a very difficult situation to navigate through as it regards to infrastructure.
Right.
So we want growth. We want those things. Okay. We need more apartments. We need more rooftops. We need more jobs. We need better paying jobs. But we got to get a couple of things under control real fast. One is availability of power. You know, we have a local energy cooperative that's, you know, done a pretty good job in this area, has some controversy they're looking at right now with expansion of power resources.
What are your thoughts on that?
That's a good one. My usual thought on it goes something like this. And as we were talking about the county race I'm in, imagine if Fort Mojave, Arizona, had been an incorporated city. The region between the southern line of Bullhead City and down to that Needles Bridge, okay, imagine if all that land, other than what's on tribal land can't be part of a city.
Correct.
Imagine if they had it incorporated, and they had their own mayor and their own city council, and their own planning and zoning commission.
Basically, you're talking Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley.
Yes, Mojave Valley. They wouldn't be dealing with a de facto mayor, of course he's a county supervisor, who lives in Lake Havasu City,
right.
And their city council and their planning and zoning commission sits 50 miles away in Kingman, Arizona. I see a problem with that. Okay, therefore, they are subject to the whims and desires of five people who do not even live in their area. If they had been
incorporated... Six, if you count the supervisor.
Well, no, the five supervisors.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about. Oh. Do not live anywhere near that proposed plant. They have no skin in the game. Period. They would have dealt with this on a local level. Now, that's not an answer to the current situation.
Right.
But, boy, if, I'll tell you, when it comes to the county's budget, one of the ways you can take, over the long term, some cost out of the equation for the county, and that is to allow an area like Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley, encourage them to self-incorporate. I didn't say get attached to Bullhead City, because that'll never happen.
Right.
Okay, but to incorporate, there's a cost associated with it. You got to have a tax base. You probably have to have a sales tax, these kind of things.
There's an individual in Fort Mojave trying to do that. Regina.
No, I'm not acquainted with
this person. She's even got a Facebook page about, I'm probably going to misstate the name of the Facebook page, but it's basically called Incorporate Fort Mojave.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge following, but she's trying to put out there items from the League of Cities that tell you how to go about this and tell you how to go about doing it. I was one to 2 years ago now, talking with Toby and Melody DuMichel at, I don't know, Burl Barbecue or Slaborama.
Probably Slaborama.
And Toby said to Melody, you guys need to think about incorporating.
Absolutely.
You know, and she lives out there. She's big on the parks board, and her business is out there. And she's a member of the Rotary Club. And so that conversation came up. Like I said, I think it was a year ago, not the last time around, but the one before. So our own city manager suggests that they incorporate.
Larry, and I'm not putting down Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley in any way. I have a lot of people out there that I know, and I love the area. The quality of life between what's going on in Bullhead City and the gap with the unincorporated areas south of us in the county continues to widen.
Right.
Parks, law enforcement, police, sheriff's office, road work, maintenance of infrastructure, period.
Yeah.
There's so much lacking. Parks would be a huge area down there.
Well, when you just consider the fact that every time it rains, Camp Mojave in 95 floods and you can't get through there. Let's take a break. You have questions? Give us a call. 234-343-1065. That's our number in the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat with you some more.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
When you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's a serious issue like a heart attack or stroke, every minute matters. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. At Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, we're here, ready to offer care 24/7. To learn more, visit westernarizonaer.com. In a medical emergency, call 911.
Break the bank this February at Havasu Landing Resort Casino Hotel. Club members on Mondays earn 3x points. Tuesdays is senior day with 2x points. And double the points Wednesdays. Earn 10x entries for Break the Bank on Thursdays. For a good time, see the Smokin' Jays performing live Friday and Saturday at 9 in the Hibikin Lounge.
Havasu Landing Resort and Casino. How lucky can you get?
80% of Arizona has no protections for our groundwater. Arizona's wells are being sucked dry by foreign governments and corporations from Saudi Arabia to California. They pocket millions with zero restrictions while Arizonans lose homes, jobs, and businesses. We're being robbed of the water that millions of Arizona jobs depend on. We deserve protections that put Arizona first, secure our water, and protect our communities. Learn more about Common Sense Water Solutions at h2oaz.com. Paid for by H2OAZ.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perla Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, MEC and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative need your help with the generation and transmission of good power, reliable, affordable electricity to you to continue providing power that you need. MEC must add additional resources, okay? And they want to do that. Renewable energy, flexible energy, efficient gas units. So MEC is asking you to go to ReliableEnergyArizona.com. ReliableEnergyArizona.com and educate yourself. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, in 2024, do you want to buy a house? Maybe you want a, you know, nice condo or apartment building or, you know, just a pool in the backyard. Well, you need some cash. So call 928-288-2691 and get some cash from Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You go in and sit down with him. And he just goes down to the vault, gets whatever kind of money you need. Yeah. It's that simple. Almost. So call him. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Stop in right now and enjoy their comfort classic menu. Chicken strip melt. Classic cheeseburger. Prime rib. Parmesan griller. How about steak and pepper jack skillet? Okay. Or country fried steak or prime rib. And then you have a dozen sides to choose from. And of course, before you leave, you can be like Rich, have a nice piece of chocolate pie. You like the chocolate pie?
I do. I was over at Perkins the other day.
You know who was one of my favorite people to eat lunch with at Perkins? Louisa Borski.
Miss her dearly.
I know. We all do. Let's talk about some of the things going on in the city. Mm-hmm. Across from Big O, was Big O Tire. I don't know what it's called now. They're developing some land in there. Mm-hmm. What's going on there?
Not my favorite project.
Don't talk to me about favorite projects that you voted yes on. So what is that?
I believe we have yet another self-storage units going in.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but I believe that's what I was told. And I think a lot of people know I'm kind of the voice up there on the dais. I have a real problem with the proliferation of these self-storage units in areas that are compatible for other purposes. I have a real problem when they're next to houses and residential development. Could we make them look a little more like a residential development? And, you know, hello, Bullhead Parkway, I'm talking to you.
Like our garage at our house.
Yeah.
You know?
Could we do something a little better? They're perfectly appropriate in certain locations. We have a great indoor unit in the former Kmart building right over here at City Center Mall. We have others that are located in industrial areas, in manufacturing. They're zoned manufacturing industrial. Unfortunately, our original general plan, current general plan, allows that if you're in, I believe it's a C3 zone, one of the appropriate uses are self-storage lockers. Oh. And I'm just going to, we all know America, as Americans, we have this addiction –
of stuff.
Just holding on to this stuff. And a lot of these lockers are units are used by people who don't live in the area that will put a boat in it or an ATV, this kind of stuff. And
so when they come out here, they can use it.
Yes, yeah. It's there, so they're not towing it all the way from Riverside.
Right.
And, you know, makes perfect sense to me. I understand that. My big problem, Larry, I refer to these as employment dead zones. So as you drive down where this new one is going in, and I believe it is a self-storage locker, you'll look across the street, and you'll see a rental car agency, you'll see a tire store, you'll see a self-service car wash, you'll see a whole bunch of other things. Roughly the same footprint.
Okay.
As what's going in under currently under development, and ask yourself how many people are being employed across the street and how many people will be employed at that self-storage locker. Probably one half of an FT or a full-time equivalent to maintain. I don't know what the staffing is going to be at that particular one.
Right.
I can just tell you that self-storage lockers, all of them, will outlive all of us currently, the two of us in this room and the people listening to this broadcast. And think of that lifetime of those buildings that could have generated payroll taxes, sales taxes, all this kind of stuff. They bring very little benefit to the city. It does address a need. I get it. People are addicted.
But you did just vote for all these man cave garages.
Well, that's part of a planned development, too. Okay, so that and that kind of locker is wildly different from the one we see on the parkway.
But when you just talked about employees and whatnot, that won't...
That structure development will have plenty of employees, okay, in it. And, by the way...
They're for sale for $400,000.
I understand that, and we would appreciate... I'm sure the county, by the way, would appreciate the property tax revenue created off of that, which the county desperately needs, which we could segue into something else. But you've got that going on, and you've got high-density housing, so people are going to be there paying rent, generates a sales tax to the city on the rent, and it provides rooftops for people to live in, which this whole valley desperately needs.
I agree. How are our parks?
Pretty good. I talked about it at the council meeting. During council comments, I brought up one particular incident. I think our parks and rec staff and our director of public works have done a really terrific job.
I agree.
I take Silas, my beagle. A lot of people have seen him walking around, and our current, as weather permits, we generally park the car at City Hall, and then we go through the trail. The two of us go through the trails around the pool, around the Boys and Girls Club, the library. Right. That whole block, giant block there.
And I used to run that from the fire station, and you get behind the ball fields. And you're like, this isn't Bullhead, you know, because you got big trees there.
There's shade.
Yeah.
There's a lot of grass.
Yeah.
Which any four-legged, beast is going to enjoy. But my only complaint about city parks, which has been addressed already, is this just continuing problem that I come across as I walk my dog and encounter really inconsiderate dog owners who choose to have their dogs in the park without a leash,
right,
running wild. This is not a good idea. We've had two incidents, me personally, in the last probably 3 weeks. I reported it up to City Hall and requested at least put signage up that tells people it'd be common sense to you and I. And
it's a rule.
It's a law.
Yeah, it's a law.
Well, it's common sense, but admittedly, as you walked around that Ken Fovard Park, I only found one sign, and that was on the side of one of the pool buildings.
Oh.
So anyway, I did talk to Dave Heath yesterday about this, and seven signs have already been ordered for that one particular park.
Good.
Other than that, look, our parks are in great shape. The improvements to Rotary Park that are on the way with the new splash pads and the ADA-compliant playgrounds, it's good.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. And you guys just voted on that the other night, the ADA playgrounds and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be fabulous. Are you going to be out there Monday morning up on Silver Creek Road helping them clean that up?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what's going on? I think I'm in Havasu this weekend. There's a Lincoln Day dinner Saturday night down there. Sunday, some event I'm going to. We'll see what's going on Monday. I'll check the calendar.
Tell us about this Project North Amaro. That's a big project.
Anthem Plaza or Anthem Crossing. The word Anthem will be in it. We know that. This is a good one. Okay, so obviously the developer came before council previously, about a month ago. I think we had the big hearing on that. This project is so big that at the planning, when planning and zoning considered it, we actually had three council members, myself, Tammy Ring, and Steve D'Amico, all come to that planning and zoning meeting. Sometimes what you hear at P&Z has a little more color to it.
More detail.
Yeah, than what we hear in front of council. When they come up to council, they're fairly polished. You know, the presentation, they practice their presentation.
Sure.
Both sides, you know, the people for it, against it. Planning and zoning is just a more, I don't want to call it a casual setting, but there's more free flow of information and commentary back and forth, okay?
Right.
The staff is very open on what's going on. We had three members of the council. If one more had showed up, one of us would have had to have left because we had not.
Or sit in four different corners.
No, one of us would have left. Oh. But, you know, Tammy, Steve, and I were all there because we knew the importance and size of this particular project. And this is going to have 2 5-story hotels in it.
Right.
This is going to have a major, I would call it a Petro-like or a Loves-like convenience store built into a fuel station. We're going to be this whole intersection is going to be rerouting traffic away from the Merrill Avenue Highway 95 interchange, which I believe is the number one most dangerous interchange in the entire city for people who come off of Merrill and attempt to make a left turn on Highway 95. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
They're going to be rerouted through a series of surface streets over to this new intersection. These two hotels are critical as we need more hotel rooms for the increasing load of tourism coming into the valley.
And those will be on the river.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I think they'll have their own boardwalk, as I recall.
Oh.
And that's critical. One of the items at the last city council meeting, by the way, I don't know if you saw that one or not, was I did council member Juan Lizarraga and myself co-requested that the city manager and staff prepare a comprehensive discussion and presentation on the city's marketing efforts towards developing tourism. This is really important. What we wanted to know was, how many dollars are we spending? How many visitors do we have? What's their spin? Do we work with casinos? Do we have an approach towards outdoor tourism, outdoor activities? There's a lot of stuff going on there. Juan and I requested that, and that presentation will be done before the city budget is workshops are held in May.
Okay. Fabulous. And then what else is going on with that project? There's going to be a restaurant in there too?
I believe so. I think that's fast food. I have no idea what one they're going to be doing. I'm not sure about that. Oh, there's a proposed indoor self-storage unit. However, the developers did tell us in that course of that meeting that will not come to fruition. That will not happen. They have found a tenant who wishes to use the building for other purposes, hopefully a purpose that generates sales tax. By the way, one more comment, Larry, on this indoor storage lockers. Our friends down in Lake Havasu City have declared a moratorium now on the addition of any more self-storage units inside their city limits.
Really? And, can they do that?
They sure can.
Oh.
I was down at a meeting a week ago, and the message from council members who were being questioned about this very issue kind of was, we understand what's going on. There was one person there, and I find this hard to believe, but maybe it's possible, who was suggesting that at this point in time, existing and proposed, there's over 3 million square feet of indoor storage space in Lake Havasu City. Now, I find that hard to believe. That's a lot of square
footage. That's a lot, yeah.
You know, if you told me one third of that, I'd be on board with you. But, yeah, I believe they've passed a moratorium that does not apply to industrial areas. I don't have the full details on it, and excuse me, anybody listening down at Lake Havasu, if I have that story wrong. But the key part is, I believe the moratorium is being voted on and will be passed.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Sports tourism and sports tournaments. Mm-hmm. We're doing pretty good at that, don't we?
We do. That's part of the request Juan Lizarraga and I made on this past Tuesday, was we would like to understand how many of these we have. I mean, there's an obvious list out there at Parks and Rec. We get that, okay. How do we market them? Are we going to have more of them, less of them? What is the economic impact of these events on our community? Obviously, we have people staying in hotels. That's a tourism tax. We have people buying things. That's a sales tax. We get overflow to our friends across the river in Laughlin. That's very important, okay,
right,
to them just as well as us. And it continues to get the word out that this is a pretty good place to have a sports tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially if it's outdoors, and as long as it's not in July or August, you know, or June, maybe. So, like, 9 months out of the year, it's a pretty good place to have a sports tournament. And, you know, kudos to the city. Would I like to see a more regionalized approach to this? I sure would. Okay, we have, you know, our friends down in Needles across the river in Laughlin. They all need to be, and that's one of the things I've been plugging, is a more regional approach to tourism. We're not really Bullhead City. We live in the Colorado River Valley, and that's the destination.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Rich. You have questions? 234-343-1065. Do want to remind you that coming up on Monday, I'm going to have Desert Light Christian Academy in here, and then followed up with Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament information. Speak Out from Lake Havasu City is going to have Hospice of Havasu in there, and then they're going to talk about the food bank in Havasu. So those programs coming your way on Monday.
Yesterday, all my...
Hi, MEC members. This is Allison Ellingson, Chief Communications Officer with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Mojave Electric Cooperative and Arizona Electric Power Cooperative, together we need your help. MEC, with our generation and transmission provider, supply reliable, affordable electricity to you. To continue providing power when you need it, we must add more power generation resources, including renewable energy and flexible, efficient natural gas units. So MEC is asking you to go to ReliableEnergyArizona.com and show your support today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Get ready, get set, let's bingo on the river. At Edgewater Casino Resort's all-new bingo room. Be one winner with all-time bingo favorites, including manager specials and our very own bigger bingo coverall. A multi-location progressive jackpot where you could win up to 100% of the jackpot in 55 numbers or less. Have a ball and get your B-I-N-G-O on at Edgewater. For more information, visit us online at edgewater-casino.com.
Keep up with the progress in the county with the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. For over two decades, the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County has been serving our communities, bringing you news and information. This monthly journal is complimentary and at local businesses throughout the area. For Mojave County coverage, advertise your business in the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. Visit edjmojavecounty.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant while you're on the clock. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, give them a call, 928-763-1404. East West Financial Services, retirement in your plans? Well, call East West Financial Services. Sit down and pick his brain. It's free, doesn't cost you a dime. Call 928-888-9828. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, Valentine's Dinner, they've got a great menu. Guys, write this number down. Call now, make a reservation for your sweetie, your girlfriend, your wife. Don't take them both. Just one or the other. Dinner starts with a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad. And then filet mignon. Yeah. Australian lobster tail. Yeah. Veggies. Cheesecake. Call 928-754-1243. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you have an emergency, you want help fast. If it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute counts. Then go to a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious injuries and illnesses. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to provide 24/7 care. Go to westernarizonaer.com. All right, we're back with Rich Lettman, Bullhead City Councilman, who now your term as a councilperson is up this November, right?
That is correct.
And you have decided now to run for a different position.
That is correct.
Tell us about it.
District 2 Board of Supervisors replacing Hilde Angus. Announced this about 2 weeks ago. There were four candidates running. We're now down to three. I'm pleased to report that the mayor, Steve D'Amico, did endorse me to go ahead in this run. There's a lot going on. I know you're going to have us and the other candidates back at a future date where we can all talk about that. But I'm excited about running and really offering my 50 years of business experience. I'm retired now, obviously.
Let me ask you a question. With D'Amico deciding Wednesday to drop out of this race, when he was in here 2 weeks ago, he was talking about Rod's going to become mayor and I'm going to become your supervisor. Did he stab Rod head in the back?
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. You need to ask Rod.
Well, yeah. I just thought, you know, here you've been promoting Rod to be the mayor, and then you changed your mind, and now he's got to run for council if he wants to stay on.
That's correct.
In a tight window.
That's correct. Yeah. The deadline is, what, April 4th, April 6th, something like that?
Yeah. That's
talking about several hundred signatures.
Yeah.
Required on petitions.
Right.
And Rod's an excellent vice mayor.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Okay, well, so we're going to have you back. I will when I do candidates, they all get the same questions.
Sure.
So that way the listeners can, you know, number one, it's fair for all of them. They get the same questions. And number two, the listeners get to hear their opinions on everything.
I like your approach.
Like the $18 million hole in the budget in Kingman.
I got an idea on that.
Okay, good. You're red and your blue. You're red and green pens.
Yeah, if you'd been at the Wednesday meeting, my approach. This is from decades at working at Office Depot, going through budgets there in Europe and in the United States.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.